Okay, so today what I'd like to do is get started with the swords that we were doing yesterday. Let's finish the swords up, then we're going to talk about the some of the other readings. Oh, but before we do that, how was your homework? Who didn't do their homework? Oh, I know you went to a movie. Did you read in the circle? All right. And one kind of reading is just as good as another kind of reading. So you're dispensed, and you're dispensed because you were with the zombies. That's all. So how are you finding the different types of spreads? Which ones are most effective for you? Do you like the short one? The outcome one? Okay. How about you guys? How many people like the outcome one the best? Okay. How about the path? Okay. All right. And then the yes and no? Okay. Well, we didn't see everybody's hands, so there must be a lot of people who are here who don't like any of them. And I just have one thing to say to you. No, I'm kidding. There's a million kinds of spreads out there. There was a while I created a spread called the Moon Spread.
The Moon.
The Moon, uh-huh. And actually it was four lines, a long past line, a more immediate past line, immediate future, and it showed processes in four different phases. And I don't do that anymore. I guess I just fell out of it and just do the Wheel of Fortune. But it's very good with phases and things about whenever anyone has a question about change. So there are a million different spreads out there. And you should find the one that you like the best. And that's one of the reasons why we're doing as many as we're doing this week. Okay, so let's go over back to the swords. Anybody have any questions while you were doing your homework? Yes?
Well, I do have a question.
Go ahead, honey. I don't draw the line on that unless they're asking, is this person going to die? Like, give me an example.
Well, no, I was just wondering, like, if somebody's asking about, you know, a parent or a child or something, I mean, how much are they supposed to know about the other person?
If they're not supposed to know it, you won't be told it.
You won't be told, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, a mother can't always go to their child and get the information from them. So it's helpful to them. It's helpful to wives to understand their husbands and husbands to understand their wives and, you know, all of that. So, I'm very cautious about, you know, people who ask about, is so-and-so having an affair? Okay. That's that next to the death question. But I will tell them, I'm not, you know, I have to say, I'll look in his aura, see if I see another person. And even if I do see another person standing in the aura, that doesn't mean that they're sexually engaged. Okay, it could be somebody that he spends a lot of time with at work or something like that. So unless I see the deceit card and a woman, or the deceit card and the lover's card in the eighth, I won't say that yes, this is a certainty. Okay, but if I see that, and they haven't asked, I still don't say it. Okay, not with affairs. Okay, if I see that and they ask, then I say yes.
Okay.
So you don't say it unless they've already asked the question. Yeah,
okay.
About affairs anyway. And if you see that configuration in the cards. Okay. Okay, you're welcome. Okay. Any other questions? Okay, so let's turn to the swords. Let's see, which one were we on again? Put your swords out in front of you. Eight, okay. Oh, Brady Dighty. Okay, all right. So this is a woman who stands blindfolded and bound to a barricade of swords. Her home is on the cliff in the distance behind, and her dress is red orange in coloring. At least that would be the case for most of you. Wait. Is it everybody's red orange? Okay, good. All right. So red, don't forget, is the color of Mars, which is battle. It's also the color of action, so don't read red always as battle, okay? But it is the color of action. And so the symbology is pretty clear here, okay? She feels threatened. She feels the need to defend her home. And that defensiveness is in her emotional experience as well as actual experience. Now, sometimes this is somebody who actually feels defensive because they are being attacked in some way. And I don't mean attacked bodily. I mean attacked by words, attacked by a person around them, attacked in some other way. Or this could be a perspective, okay? All right, so let me just read from my old book what I want to share with you. Okay, she actually wishes to confront the attacking force, okay? If she didn't, she would have taken refuge in her house, okay? She wants to confront the attacking force, but she is also afraid of what threatens her, okay? So she is ties herself to the fence that barricades her home, okay, or her land, all right? So this is a card of defense and ambitions, fear to participate, fear learned from exposure to previous attacks. I'm going to give you a handout. Now you guys all have your keyword handout, right? I'm going to give you keywords for the swords in general. That one with the pictures. Here it is. This might also help you. I think this is enough there.
Thank
you. Mm-hmm.
There.
Thank
you. Okay. So she's bound in order to keep her there.
Yes.
Not bound because she's defenseless.
She's bound because she's defensive. She wants to defend her home, but she's afraid.
But
so,
not bound because she's defenseless.
No, she's not defenseless. No, yes, that would be an accurate statement. That is actually accurate, absolutely accurate. Okay.
So, Sharon,
yes,
fear is blocking her action.
Fear is keeping her bound. Her vulnerability is keeping her bound. Her fear of attack or fear of being threatened. And that could be anything, you know. You could get this with somebody who does public speaking and can't do public speaking. Or somebody who's waiting for a job for public speaking and can't take the job because, you know, that kind of thing. So it could be emotional, it could be in the career. It's always emotional. It's always, always, always emotional. But the arena that the situation is could be in any part of their life. And indeed, sometimes you can get this card where there is no situation, and this is just part of their temperament, where there's no situation that creates this, okay? Let me just get back to here. This is a card of fear, inhibitions, fear to participate, fear learned from exposure to previous attack, okay? And all that would be connoted by the Freudian term defense mechanisms. This is really, I call this card of the card of defense. Okay. Which actually, it could be da-fence, because it's a fence. If you're a rapper, it could be da-fence. Yes. Yeah, yeah. The ground is very uneven. It's near the water. It's yes, that's right. This is a dangerous place for her. Yes.
What is the significance? I mean, it seems to be the blindfold.
Yeah, she does not want to see what's attacking. She wants to confront it, but she doesn't want to see it. So there's a little bit of that approach with every kind of blindfold thing. There's an approach avoidance thing, or actually just I can't deal with this in a full capacity, and I'm not seeing this clearly. Which of course, if you're defensive, you're certainly not going to be seeing things clearly, right? Yes, Tom.
Are you able to comment that her arms are bound, but her legs really aren't bound.
No, her legs aren't bound at all.
So she could walk.
Yes, she could walk. And indeed, there's a self-imposition there. There's no one else in the card, okay? There's no one else in the card, okay.
What about the ground? Like,
like the ground is like half water and half.
Right. She's on the rocky shoals. It's just very, it's very dangerous land. Okay. This signifies a time of being bound. Sometimes it is to an external situation, but mostly it's to the person's misperceptions and fears and vulnerability. Let's see if, now that I've gotten in the habit of seeing what Waite says, because I don't always say what Waite says. A woman bound and hoodwinked with swords about her. Huh. He says it's a card of temporary durance than irretrievable bondage. Well, absolutely, it's not irretrievable. She's free to walk, she's free to, she's the one who bound herself, so she can unbind herself, okay. He calls this a card of bad news, violence, chagrin. I don't believe in any of that. This is a card of defensiveness. Yes, yes.
She actually looks like one of the swords, so she's like part of the problem. So I mean,
say that again?
She looks like a, like one of the swords, like one of the fence posts, so she only says she's like part of the problem.
She does.
Well, she is part of the defense. Okay. She wants to become, she wants to defend her position, her, huh?
It's kind of contradictory to what he's saying.
Oh,
she looks like
yeah, I don't, yeah. Yeah, no, I don't, yes.
It seems to me like she's psychologically bound by conditioning to believe that she's helpless.
Absolutely, this is a psychological card.
Okay.
This is a, but it can be also situational. Okay. It can be somebody who prevents themselves from doing something because they're frightened of doing
like
it.
Like those women who were held captive and they were threatened.
Right, exactly, like the Cleveland women, right?
Okay.
I was in England, and we'd go to, Linda wasn't with us on this trip. We'd go to tours, and they'd say, and where's everybody from? And they, and you'd say, Cleveland, and they'd say, oh, bad lot that, isn't it? oh, that's a dirty business, isn't it?
But you were the one that got free.
Oh, God. So we started to say, tell people we were from Avon, Ohio. Okay. Okay, so now turn it. Any other questions about it upright? Yes, yes, George.
What's the difference between the Eight of Swords and the Two of Swords?
There's a great deal of difference between the Eight of Swords and the Two of Swords. The Two of Swords does not, while she's blindfolding herself, that's the only similarity, okay? She's blindfolding herself because she does not want to look at the problem, and the Eight of Swords is blindfolding herself because she does not want to see what's attacking her, or what's coming at her, or indeed even her own fears, okay? The Two of Swords has a decision to make, or two conflicting emotions, and she doesn't want to make that decision or deal with those emotions, okay? Does that make sense?
Yes.
And that's really what the Two of Swords is about. The Eight of Swords is much a broader temperament kind of indicator. It's a broader, it's more psychological and not situational. Although it can be situational, it's not just about a choice, okay? When the Two of Swords is situational, it's just about a choice. When it's psychological, it's about conflicting emotions. But in the Two of Swords, she just doesn't want to deal with it now. And indeed, this is temporary too, but it has to be approached by her to deal with fear. This is about fear. The Two of Swords isn't always, and indeed not at all, necessarily about fear. Okay? All right. Okay, so turn it upside down. Okay, so what do you think? Anyone?
Yeah.
Look at the action. What? Right, exactly. Defensive, yes. The swords fall out of the ground. She is free. She's released. She's let go. Totally the opposite of Waite's description, because he says it's conflict. Oh no, disquiet, difficulty, opposition, accident, treachery, fatality. So, it's release of all the swords. It's, she has set up the defense system at one time, and now the whole structure of the defense system comes apart. And so this is the end. This is clarity coming to the person you're reading for. It's them being able to deal with it, not being held back by fears anymore, not being contained in their own vulnerability and withheld by any of their fearful emotions. So it's a very good card in the reverse position. Many of the swords are so much better in the reverse position. Indeed, I don't want to say all of the swords because the victory isn't, but most of the, and the ace, well, the ace isn't bad or good in the reverse position. It's just a delay, right? So, okay. Any questions about that, upright or reversed? Okay. Okay, let's take a look at the Nine of Swords. This is the one that I call the blanket of worries. It's actually a quilt, but what I just call it, the blanket of worries. Obviously, it's nighttime. He's had either nightmares or he can't sleep. He's crying into his hands. He's got, on his blanket are little patches with red roses, and in alternate patches are the signs of the zodiac. Do you see that?
So what does that mean?
We could talk about that. Okay. On his quilt. Look on his quilt. Between the patches of roses are the signs of the zodiac. I have a very bad picture of it, and I can see not just the signs, but the planets, because I can see Mercury. I see Pisces. Let me look at Libra. Can I look at an actual card? Thank you. Sagittarius, Aries, the Moon, Gemini, Scorpio, Virgo, Saturn. So there's a lot of different signs and planets on that. Okay, so this is a guy who can't sleep, a guy who's worried. The picture's pretty self-evident. It's troubles. He's beset with worries. Sometimes it may be due to a specific issue, but more often it is multiple concerns because, Cindy, to answer your question, there are many patches on his blanket of worries. Many different patches on his blanket of worries. And of course the red roses, red is love, passion, but not just passion in terms of sex, but passionate feelings, okay? So there's all these issues are surrounded by passionate feelings. Yes? No, there's no timeline for this. The timeline is determined by the placement in the reading, not by the card itself. Okay. Now you can say that the Two of Swords is temporary and the Eight of Swords is temporary, but the temporariness or the longevity of each situation is entirely self-determined by the person you're doing the reading for, right? So a timeline is not specific to the cards. Okay, and I don't think there's a card, and when I talk about temporary, I can't think of a card that indicates a permanent situation, because there is nothing permanent, nothing, right? So, okay, all right, so look to the placement for the timeline, and we'll be doing that. We did a little bit of that yesterday, how the cards to the right is future, the cards to the left are past, okay? All right.
Anything in the carvings on his bed?
Well, yes, isn't there somebody having a duel or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a sword fight. So even the bed, the foundation is conflict. Conflict, yes. There's a lot of mental conflict. He sleeps in conflict. He sleeps and he tries to rest in this conflict, okay? Okay. So in the card, the questioner is coming from an emotional side of life, and that's also indicated by the red roses, and is having a hard time creating logical perspective. This card can also represent a period of sleeplessness and nightmares, okay? But it can also, if you get this card, and all the cards around it in a reading are yellow, light blue, joyful, happy, or just the colors are all bright, this isn't situational. This is, anybody here know someone who worries all the time?
Yes.
Everybody knows someone who worries all the time, right? This is the, also the card of the worrywart. This is the card of the worrywart, but you will only be able to determine that by the placement of other bright, beautiful cards around it. If the reading is filled mostly with beautiful cards, and yellow cards and blue cards, even if there's some, even if some of the challenges in the card is difficult, but if they're all yellow and blue and you see this card on it, you have to tell the person, you're worrying about something that's not there. You worry about nothing. It's time to turn this card over. It's time to stop the worrying. And then you turn the card over just to illustrate. It's easier for us to turn the card over than for them to actually turn the situation over. Because worry warts are worry warts, I gotta tell you. Okay, so in the reverse position, anybody? Casting off the blanket of worries. That's literally what I call this card reverse, casting off the blanket of worries. He's out of the conflict, he's out of the bed, he cast off the blanket. This is somebody who's actually getting on top of their worries or just out of the situation that causes them worry. Because sometimes this could just be a situation like a person could be at work and another person at the office might be undermining them or something, or trying to take away their thunder or whatever, and that person suddenly leaves the office. And then that situation is done, you see? So, obviously this person still needs to learn how to deal with those people. But it could be a very temporary situation, so when it comes off, it's just the situation's gone, or the person's able to cast off all their worries, all their misguided temperament of confusion and fear. And that's what this is, okay? So, any questions about that? I just want you to take a look at the 8, 9, and 10 of Pentacles put together. Swords. 8, 9, and 10 of Swords put together. Do you see all of the, it's almost like you can see bars. If you were to get any questions about someone being in jail, one of these three cards would have to come up. Okay? These three cards can represent jail if you are questioned about jail or if they land in the 12th house. Now, I'm going to tell you, every time they land in the 12th house doesn't mean jail, because the 12th house is the house of your karma. It's the house of your dreams, your what's below the surface of the water. That 12th house is ruled by Neptune. So it's, and it's also, but it's also incarceration. So yeah, this set, the 8, 9, and 10 will be incarceration if it falls in the 12th house or if you get questioned about that particularly, okay? But in the 12th house, they can mean so many more things because the 12th house is, we'll go more into the 12th house, but they can mean so many, many more things. Any questions about the 9 of Swords? Okay, let's turn to the 10 of Swords. This poor guy.
I know, yeah. Acupuncture.
What's that? Acupuncture. Actually, that's, you're not really as far off as you think, George. It sometimes has been acupuncture for me. It often has been back problems. And it is often, often has been back problems. This is the card of back problems. Now, when I say that, that's not its exclusive meaning. But it has, when I look at it and I feel like I've suddenly get in line with my own back, I say, oh, this is back problems. Who has back problems? Is it you, your husband, who in the house has back problems? Okay. So, but really it's the card of being stabbed in the back. It's the card of victimization. Victimization would be the single most apt word to describe this card. It could be because they have suffered loss recently, or because they have suffered loss a long time ago, or indeed, there are some people out there who just want to be victimized, want to see themselves as victim, and blame the rest of the world for what's wrong with their lives. And this, you would get this card too, even if they haven't had events that lower their experience of reality and diminish their sense of well-being. Okay, so this is the card of victimization, and it could be real, it could be imagined. Okay. Any questions about it upright? Yes. You talk to the client. You talk to the client and say, okay, you're, and you don't put out, wow, you're a real victim, aren't you? That's not what you say. You say, wow, I see wounding here. Either you've been hurt or you feel you've been hurt. What's the situation? So I can talk to you more correctly about it. Is that a relationship? Is that at work or with your parents? Whom do you perceive wounded you?
Right. Can this be falling prey to your own battles?
If the battles are emotional and the battles are between the ego and your spirit, it could be falling prey to your ego, to the battles of your ego, the person, that part of you that wants to define yourself as wounded so you can feel better about yourself. Yes, I know. That's a total contradictory, you know, what is it called? When, like, jumbo shrimp or military intelligence?
An
oxymoron, right? That was a joke, the military intelligence one, guys. That's an oxymoron, too. Military and intelligence, yes, can't exist in the same place. Oxymoron. So, so anyway. It's really about the ego wanting itself to be special in some way. Isn't it sad that your only way to feel special is to feel crappy? Whoa, you know? So that's what makes us special is what's inside us. What makes us individually special is what makes us all special, that divinity inside us. So the ego really is one in this card, okay? Okay, so turn it upside down and take a look at that. And anybody want to tell me?
The worst is over.
The worst is over. The swords are falling out of the back. The wounds are healing. The person's getting up off the ground.
The sunshine's coming in.
What's that?
You see the sunshine more.
The sun sign, did you say?
Sunshine.
Oh, sunshine. Oh, okay. All right.
Is that actually blood then?
Let me see, honey. Oh, you mean underneath him?
All that blood. That's what I saw when I first saw it. But look, these aren't bleeding.
So no, these aren't bleeding. Oh, but there might be a little blood underneath him.
So that's not blood.
That's his coat. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and it does put the sunset. It goes from a sunset to a sunrise, right? So the sun is rising. It's a new day. I'm done being a victim. So... But it's his job to release his pain. It's not just situational. Because even in a situation where people are attacking you at work, you don't have to define yourself as a victim. You could define yourself as powerful. And God bless the people who are attacking you. Isn't it sad that they have to live in their ego so much? Right? Okay. All right. So any questions about that? Okay, moving on to the Page of Swords. This is a child or a teenager who tends to be physically active, independent, assertive, sometimes physical, sometimes emotional. It is also small action. Remember, all pages are small action. And this is small action in action. This is small activity. This could be like a weight training class, or, you know, that you're not doing every day, but you're doing once a week or something. It could be somebody who does an intermittent running program or physical health program or something like that, okay? Sometimes it has reflected, swords can be, you know, that passion. So it has can be reflective of dating sometimes. It would have to fall in the fifth house, but sometimes the fifth house is the house of romance, but really the fifth house is the house of children too, so it would be hard to tell there. You'd have to ask the client about that, okay? All right. And then, and sometimes when I get this in the upright position for children, besides the description that I just talked about as in terms of the temperament of the child, it also can indicate past lives in the military. Any kind of past lives in the military, from recently in World War II or all the way back to Roman centurions or foot soldiers, or even before that. Yes?
But not for adults.
Not for adults. If you were to see, yeah, probably not for adults. If you wanted to get past lives in the military for an adult, you would probably see the Knight of Swords in the 12th house. In the person's 12th house. The Knight of Swords would be more for the adults.
What is that coming out of his hair?
Mm. Let me see in color.
Is that part of his hair?
I think his hair is just tied back and it's blowing in the wind.
It doesn't look so different.
He was before his time.
Sharon, everything blowing east.
Yes, the clouds are too. And look, he's on a tiny little cleft in the hill. I mean, in the ground. He's like up about 6-8 inches from the rest of the ground. This is a kid who feels power and who can face what he's looking to face. The trees are blowing, and so he's looking right into the wind. Which does make this a little bit, even though swords are the emotions, and not the higher emotions, but the lower emotions, and physical activity, this does make him a little bit more contemplative with that much air in the card.
Well, I was also thinking there was a lightness because of the birds.
Because of what?
The birds in the sky.
You know, it's really funny. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not sure, but we'll have to keep our eyes peeled. But I don't think there's birds in any other suit.
Only in swords?
Yeah. I'm not talking about the masked falcon, the ones that are in, like the Ace of Cups, there's a bird in that, and the falcon. Those, I'm talking about birds in flight. Birds in flight, they're all in the swords.
Well,
yes?
That's because the people who designed it called swords air, so they just wanted to show things in the air, don't you think?
I don't know.
I know you don't call it air, but I mean the people who designed it, you know, Smith,
Pamela Coleman Smith. Actually, Pamela Coleman Smith just did the coloring and the art. Okay. She did the drawing, but he designed it.
And you don't think that they would?
They could have put that there. I'll tell you why I think that's the case.
Why?
Because in the tarot and in mystical symbology, birds are the spirit. Birds are the soul. And the swords are the lower emotions and physical activity, the most distant thing, the most polarized thing to the soul. So the soul is seen in flight, but distant, always distant, always distant.
Birds in the page, Queen, Knight, and King.
Well, in those, that's fine. And that's fine. I mean, then those are the people, right? So, So it feels to me as if for this suit, the spirit, the flight of the spirit is a distant, either a distant memory or distant experience for them in their reality. Their reality is more focused on the physical and the lower emotions. Yes?
And is that black in the back little thing mean the battle's coming or something?
Say that again?
That little black by his foot, is that the battle back there?
It's a tree.
They're trees.
Trees.
Being blown in the wind, that's why they face, yeah. So, So yeah, that's why I think they're there. I mean, they didn't make a mistake in the design, they just made a mistake in their own interpretation. I love me.
And the queen, they made another mistake in interpretation because they put clouds all over her cloak.
They put clouds all over her cloak?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Another mistake.
Yeah, clouds don't represent air to me.
But it looks like she's in a cloud.
Clouds are in the air, but clouds, to me, I use very literal translations of things. And when a cloud is seen, things are cloudy.
Butterflies, too. In the queen and the king.
Well, butterflies are indicative of transformation. So the swords have to transform. That's why there's an angel in her throne. Okay, you guys, if you want to believe that swords are fire, go for it. I don't see it. I mean air. I don't see it. There's too much conflict for this.
A lot of people see swords as fire, and it's just, I think it's just the deck you work with, the way the people who designed the deck.
Well, regardless of the design, you got to think of the theme.
Yeah, I am.
Swords are battle and war. And anyone who's thoughtful and airy and contemplative seek peaceful resolutions to conflict, not battling resolutions to conflict, you know? And indeed, fire is destructive. So what did he say? Fire, war, swords are fire? I don't even remember now. Or the air?
No, he has them as the air.
There. Oh. Yeah. You can't even bring those two together. Wise men, thoughtful people, don't just kill each other because they get pissed. They deal with it. They think about it. They find a resolution. It is absolutely irreconcilable for a sword to be a thoughtful person. You can't even see it in the cards. Anyone? Am I crazy about this? Okay. All right. And you know what? If I am, I don't care. Because I have a real good business in reading the tarot. So somebody must like it. All right. All right, so any questions about the page? Oh, did we do it upside down? Okay, I'll turn it upside down. And if you, if it is a child, it could be indicative of distance from that child. Actual distance or emotional distance, you know, like a teenager who goes away to college like we get with all children. Or just, you know, a child who can be very emotional. A child who can be very emotional, still even more emotional, or in a disrupted state. You could get a page of swords reversed with the mother of a son who's, you know, doing drugs and in jail, you know, stealing things, or just really like disruptive in class, that kind of thing. Okay? And as an action card, it's the reversal of the actions we talked about. We talked about little pieces of action, physical action, little pieces of emotional action like dating, or little pieces of exercise, dieting, different physical things, and that's the reversal. The reversal of that is a delay with that action or not taking that action.
Could it mean, since there'd be a loss of physicality, that it would be a child would be laid up for a while?
I have never seen it as that. And I have to be honest with you guys, all of my definitions here come from years and years and years of doing the tarot and creating a relationship with the tarot. And if you start to see it as that, see if that happens over and over again. Even if you see something meaning something one time, doesn't mean it's every time, okay? But I would tell you, though, that if it is in a child's sixth house of health, Now, we're getting deep into astrology to count any individual. The child, the firstborn is the fifth house. The sixth, secondborn is the sixth house. The thirdborn is the seventh house. Then you have to count six more houses behind that to get that person's sixth house of health. So if that were the case, it may be the case. And it also, since swords are bones and knives, it could be a little surgery. It could be a little break in the bone, okay? But only if it's in that child's sixth house of health. And I'll teach you that when we do the Wheel of Fortune. And you'll be able to place on your, you're going to get copies of the wheel, which my wonderful graphic person, Sherry, did. Yay! And her house flooded last night. Everybody say a prayer for, and her father's in the hospital. So say a prayer for Sherry this week. Okay. All right, so let's take a look at the Knight of Swords. And like I said, if indeed, honey, you see it as a child laid up 5 times, 10 times, 15, 20 times, then it's a child laid up. Okay, these cards work for each individual individually. And so, but you'd have to see the pattern as you do the reading, okay? Like that one time where I saw my cousin getting lost in a medieval city. That's never going to be that definition again. Never, ever, 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 ever is that going to be that definition again. That was, so you could get intuitive insights, and it's not necessarily the meaning of the card. You have to watch the trends. And it's sometimes good for you when you're starting out to take notes about the readings that you've done and what the cards meant to you. And like, you might see a card and get a new meaning for, oh my gosh, I got the Ace of Cups, and this was a ballet dancer doing Swan Lake. And write that down in your notes and see, you know, how many times it might actually indicate dancing to you, or, you know, something like that. So, okay, let's take a look at the Knight of Swords. This is a young man. This is the Page of Swords, only bigger. Okay? This is a young man, sometimes brooding, impetuous, fearful, emotional. Not emotional like the Page of Cups or the King of Cups, but, you know, lower emotional, sometimes angry, that kind of thing. Or somebody who's very physically active, if it's a young man. It could be like a physical trainer, or somebody who does lift weights every day, or play basketball 5 times a week, or something like that.
So would the word aggressive work in here?
Yes, it can. He can be very aggressive. Now he's facing into the wind and driving into the wind. This is the card of greatest action in the tarot deck. There is no card with more action than the Knight of Swords. So lots and lots and lots and lots of action in this card, okay? He's driving into battle, his sword is drawn, he's got the reins. The horse looks a little scared. I've always wondered, what's that?
The horse looks like he's looking back at him in fear. Yeah,
like, what are you thinking?
Did you say the butterflies were?
What's that? Oh, well, you know, butterflies are indicative of transformation. So however this action, whatever this action might be, there could be transformative implications or results.
He has birds all over his coat.
And he's got birds in the air.
And on the horse, too. Right? Mm-hmm. The butterflies. But mm-hmm. They look like falcons or something. They don't look like, you know.
And look in his...
Let me see one in color, okay? Where are the birds?
Underneath the butterflies in the bottom of the rain.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Or they could be eagles. You know, eagles are the bird of war. So if they're eagles, they could be the bird of war. But they are standing. They are standing. So so anyway, this card is going to be huge action for anyone. Big action in whatever house you find it in. If you find it in the career house, there's action in the career. If you find it in their fourth house, there's action in their home. There's movement in their home, right?
So
yes.
The person?
Yes, it can be a person. All of the court cards can be a person, okay? Oh, let me give you the other handout here. This is the keywords for the court cards.
Okay.